For months, listeners have been asking NPR whether anyone ever found the ivory-billed woodpecker. Earlier this year, an NPR National Geographic Society radio expedition reported on the search for the bird, which was thought to be extinct until a reported sighting in 1999. The searchers used recording devices to listen for the woodpecker. They've checked the recordings and talked with NPR's Christopher Joyce about what they heard and didn't hear.
It was probably the most publicized bird hunt in American history. The Kori was a charismatic bird, the victim of widespread logging of the southeastern hardwood forests. Two scientific teams, one funded by Zeiss Sports Optics, makers of binoculars, the other from Cornell University, combed the swamps of southeastern Louisiana. After a month, neither team spotted an ivory-billed woodpecker. They did find bark peeled from trees, a possible sign of the bird, and they heard a mysterious rapping sound. The Zeiss team thought it might be an ivory bill, and they recorded a few seconds of it. The team from the Cornell Laboratory of Ornithology was also in the woods that day with their own recording gear. Lab director John Fitzpatrick says they caught the same rapping sounds.
We have them in exactly the same pattern. We know we're listening to the same sounds, and those sounds on our recordings clearly come up as gunshots.
The Cornell team could tell they were gunshots because they made spectrograms from the sounds they collected in the forest. A spectrogram shows the shape of a sound. The gunshots looked very different from the bird calls and woodpecker drumming on the recordings. And in fact, the forest where they searched is a popular hunting spot, and there's a shooting range there. In the end, the Cornell team's 12 recording units collected some 4,000 hours of sound. A disappointed Fitzpatrick says there were lots of birds, but nothing resembling the ivory bill's unique rapping or calling.
Nobody wanted this thing to be an ivory bill more than I did. So I tried hard to make those sounds ivory bills, and I couldn't do it.
Fitzpatrick says Cornell and members of the Zeiss team are talking about pursuing the search elsewhere, perhaps even back in Louisiana. Both teams say they still have hope, and there are still good places to look. Christopher Joyce, NPR News, Washington.